Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Sounds of Shelley's World, and finally, another podcast. This is a podcast of a therapeutic writing lesson recorded October 18th, 2014. Just a little bit about what you're going to hear on this podcast. The game was a treasure hunt, and so we were given a riddle and a task to perform with our horse once we solved that riddle. There were pictures around the arena of which were the answers to the riddle. So you would travel to the picture that was the answer to your riddle, and there you would find the next clue and task. So I decided I would put this one up because I thought you might enjoy hearing the riddles. I'm riding a horse named Sawyer, and this was only my second time to ride Sawyer. First time to ride him off lead, so we were still getting to know each other. And so you'll hear some of our trouble spots that we get into. The people that are with me, working directly with me, Pat is the man that you'll hear, and Joanna is the leader. And Pat was walking beside me by my leg, and Joanna was up by Sawyer's shoulder. You hear a lot of other sound in the arena. There are three other riders, three younger riders, two little girls, 7 and 8, and a boy who's 11. And so you'll hear the sound of them and their volunteers a little bit throughout the recording. And if you listen till almost the very end, you'll hear an eagle, which is pretty cool. So I hope you enjoy this.
Okay, so today's game is Treasure Hunt. Okay. It's a whole bunch of little clues with silly puzzle questions and tasks associated with them. Cool. And lucky for you, I know all the answers. But I'm sure you can figure it out.
You're going to do one lap around the arena, tracking left, and then you're going. The first riddle is, what is a three-letter word for mousetrap?
And I already figured that out.
So oh, good. Yep. So then do your lap, and then they'll help direct you to the next clue.
Okay.
Good job.
Okay. What is it?
Yeah.
You got it.
Put them to the right.
Just scrolling. I kind of wish I would have had my jacket with me.
Yeah, it's a little chilly. It was so
nice. Yeah, it's like a random day of sunshine I did not expect. Yeah. Like, I didn't expect to see the sun again until Easter. Oh, yeah.
I like that one.
Come on.
Keep going. Come on, then. Come on, Pokey Pants. You're slower than chance. Come
turn
on,
right.
Pokey.
Turn right. He likes to stop it.
Come on.
Okay, so I'm going to read the clues, okay?
Okay.
Task. Place a ring on each of the four poles in the arena. Clue. What 10-letter word starts with gas? What 10-letter word starts with gas? No, we can do it as we're doing it.
Okay, because I have no idea that one.
I'm thinking, how many letters is gasoline? Let's go.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but I think it's only 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
So whenever you're ready, the poles are in the corners of the arena.
Okay, you won't answer.
All right, so I'll keep pointing out pictures as we pass them, and maybe one of them will make
Guess
sense.
Yes, you. Walk on, sir.
Good boy. So we're right by a pole here.
So one of them stop
a little closer. Turn right a little bit. And stop.
So
oh,
really
he did
stop.
It for you.
All right, here's the ring.
Girl, hold on.
And here's the pole.
Okay. Easy, sir.
Perfect.
There you go.
Let's go.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay, what comes up?
Right. All right, this one's going to be on the other side. Okay. Let's whoa here. Okay, here's. Alrighty. Alright, so. This is a picture of a potato. So this is a, what is this? A car. It eats gas, something, but...
Oh, you know what? I bet it's automobile. What starts with gas? Like, what needs it to go?
Ah, you figured it out. So that was our clue. So we passed it. See, that's how these riddles are. They're tricky like that. That's exactly what it is, automobile.
Yeah, okay.
Except mine is just diesel. Here's the ring.
Is it on the side?
My side. It's cool. Perfect. And
good boy.
The butcher is 6 feet tall and wears a size 12 shoe. What does he weigh?
Meat?
Exactly. Let's find the meat. So let's go. I know it's around the corner, so we have to go all the way around the ring.
Okay.
When you get to your next clue, drop your reins and pick them up again. Clue. What is full of holes but holds water?
That's a good one.
Full of holes but holds water.
Do you need a hint?
Yeah.
They wear square pants.
Oh, a sponge.
Yes. All right, so ready when you are.
So we're going to turn left.
Walk on?
No.
Look
at the girls over there. So yeah, a little left rein. There you go.
This clue is actually
distracted
very close.
Walk on.
Are you looking at the walk woman? Walk on.
At the gate end, Shelly, so okay. If he's a little sticky, that might be why.
Okay.
Try to use more leg aids, Shelly, when he's stalled on you.
The next clue. First, you have to do your task, which is drop your reins and pick them back up.
Cool. Good. Very nice.
All right. The next task will be hold your reins correctly from letters F, B to M. And here. Here's your clue. What dog keeps the best time?
A watchdog.
Perfect.
You got one. All right. Good thinking.
All right. So, just want to go straight, then take a right?
Okay.
Yep. All right. So, start off with a slight right. Then we go straight.
Walk on. Walk on. Walk on.
Ask nicely and then increase your pressure. So you
walk
give
on.
A kick.
Walk on.
There you go.
There. Oh, almost. Walk on.
Yeah.
Good boy. I don't have the reins right at all, too.
That's
her.
There you go. Come on,
sir.
Firm leggings. Give him a kick again.
Come on.
There you go. Let him get away with that. Good. You're headed towards the rail now, so stay straight, and then you'll do a slight left.
Okay, walk on. Good boy.
Good, left, left. There you go. Oh, now you're straight. Oh, straighten
him out.
He's coming back
towards
the gate.
Come
through
with me, Shelly. All right, Fred.
Don't let him do
that
pulling you around. There you
go.
Come on, sir.
Come on, sir.
Come on,
sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir.
Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir.
Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir.
Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir.
You might have to practice being a little more firm.
A little bit right.
Turn right.
The rail's on your right.
Yeah, you're being a horse. Before, you were being a mule.
There we go.
Turn left. You want me cake? Keep him left. Good kick.
So, yeah, I just want to go to the barn and stand. It's one of my three favorite activities, standing.
And sleeping. Turn left.
And apparently pooping. Okay, task. Ride your horse from A to C, halting at the letter B. Clue. What has many eyes and never cries?
I heard that one earlier, and I think it was a potato.
You are correct.
The younger generation doesn't know that potatoes have eyes, Shelly. I learned that yesterday. They're like, what?
Yeah, they call them like novelty things and other strange stuff, but whenever you're ready. We really are. It's not getting so chilly.
Nice, good boy. And then you can walk on when you're ready.
Good boy. Walk on. Headed towards the gate, so be firm when you get there. Walk on.
Big kick.
Walk on.
There you go. Make it.
Yeah.
All right. You get to practice being sturdy.
So you're my horse. Who's your horse? All right, task. Ride your horse in a large circle to the right. Clue. What bus crossed the ocean?
What bus crossed the ocean?
Do you know Sawyer?
But you should, because you're like a sea person.
Well, but we don't drive buses.
Well,
what bus crossed the ocean? And it's kind of a tricky one.
I am totally stumped.
All right, I'll give you a hint. The bus's first name is Christopher.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, I know.
Turn left, so we don't have to get too close to that gate.
Yeah. Get it?
Kick it, kick it.
Come on, Sawyer.
As you said, kick him.
Come on, Sawyer.
Good job.
You just not a right
leg.
Turn
left.
Left. Good there you go.
Very nice. That was better than the last time.
Christopher Columbus. Ha, 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 ha.
You're like pranking her.
Excellent. So, you're right. Straight past me.
What is it? Okay, so Shelly, you're going to want to turn to the right and make a circle. Fingers better.
Walk on, Sawyer.
Walk on, sir.
Light right.
Walk on, sir.
Your left leg.
Are we not going?
There you go.
We have to do the task force.
Oh, okay. Your shoulders to the right, Shelly. Point right rein. There you go.
It's a big circle. And then you can come back to me.
Keep coming, Shelly. Great job. I'm standing at the spot where you started, so you kind of need to circle back to me.
Perfect.
Loud.
All right, over here, over here.
Into a half square.
Good.
Right here.
Turn right again. Follow me.
Okay.
Get you back on the rail. Or are you stopping here?
Yeah, this
okay,
is our...
Okay, perfect.
Go all right, well, the task is to walk your horse down the center line from A to C, which is the other end of the arena, down to this end where we're close to. Now, so, here's the clue. Okay. What has the head of a cat, the tail of a cat, and is not a cat? So
since we've been tracking left for quite a while, why don't you turn right and we'll head down the rail on this side. Tracking right.
Yeah,
so you're like, oh, man. So when you're ready, Shelly, turn right and follow the sound of my voice back to the rail. Tap your left leg. Good. Very nice. And the rail is on your left. Walk on.
Walk on, sir.
All right. Do you give up?
Yes, I give up.
The head of a cat, the tail of a cat, but it's not a cat. That would be a kitten.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Very right.
Oh, dear.
I enjoy that you are laughing that if we end up
older. But where did the kitten go?
Oh, no, now that's going to be stuck in my head all mine.
Is that a kitten? No, that's the watchdog.
Doggy.
Doggy, doggy. Where is the kitten? There's SpongeBob. square bags.
Burn right here.
Which one is this? Is this the Columbus?
This meat.
Oh, that's the butcher.
This is Columbus right here.
Oops.
Oh, keep him left. Pull him left. There you go.
So it must be this one.
The kid.
Yeah, yep, here it is.
So turn slight right?
Right here, to me.
And
perfect.
And whoa. Ooh. Perfect.
Okay.
Beautiful.
All right, here we are. So the task is to write in a figure eight pattern between two barrels. The clue, if two is company and three is a crowd, what are four and five?
What
figure
are
eight.
Four and five?
Yeah.
Nine.
Exactly. The task, write to your instructor and halt. Participate in a series of stretches. The clue, who always goes to sleep with the shoes on?
Who what?
Who always goes to sleep with the shoes on?
Sawyer Stone.
That's ironically the right answer.
What? Oh, horse.
So now we have to write to Laura.
Yes.
So just go straight and we do right and then another right.
Okay. So walk on. Walk on. Good boy.
And there she is. There's Laura.
Would you like us to do thigh hold for stretches?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because he's being very wiggly all of a sudden.
He's more secure. Okay, so first thing you have to do is shake the hand of your fellow tribal hunter. So shake Pat's hand with
you. Oh.
Your other left.
You're worse than the three-year-old. No, I'm just joking. Okay.
Gee, thanks. That's on tape, you know.
To the right. All the way to the right. Good. And now look all the way to the left. And then up. All the way up. All the way down. Very good. What are we missing now?
We have to row to the island.
Yeah, row to the island. So pretend rowing. So rowing is forwards and back. Both arms together.
Kind of like you're swimming, but with both arms at the same time.
Both arms at the same time. So both arms forward and then back. Yeah, there you go. Very good. Okay, now you're to the shore. You can pet your trusty steed.
Pet my trusty steed.
Yeah, nice for you. And then you have to dig for the treasure. So to dig, it kind of more like this to go down, down and then up.
Oh, yeah,
with the shovel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Clank, clank, clank.
My treasure strips. Now you can hold your rings again.
Okay.
Tighter. Oh, the eagle, do you hear it?
Yeah.
All right, when you're ready, we walk on. All right, when you're ready.
Are we walking on?
Mm-hmm. If you are.
Whenever you're ready.
Walk on.
So a task. Say your horse's name or point to your horse while giving them a nice stroke on the neck.
That's easy. Sawyer.
What you doing?
Oh, stop it.
It makes how difficult that one is for some riders.
For the final clue. When are mice and rats unhappy? Actually, you should read, when are mice and birds unhappy? Yes.
I don't know.
That's easy. It's when it's raining cats and dogs.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. And here's the treasure.
It has a jack-o'-lantern face.
Oh!
Yeah, it's a bag with a whole bunch of goodies I can hold on to it until you're finished, if you prefer. Yeah. But your treasure is guaranteed. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
What's in this bag of treasure anyway?
It's in the treasure bag. We have... We have a whole bunch of stickers with Mickey Mouse. They're all spooky because it's Halloween.
Mickey Mouse is spooky?
And we have this penny. I feel this penny. If you notice, it comes apart.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all different colors. I don't think it smells because I seem to remember my child having a scratch sniff and then just a regular pencil. And what is this? It's like the bottom's bag of treasure. Except I think I reached the bottom. And the eraser for your pencil.
Oh, nice.
It's a little spaceship design.
Oh.